Forming a sense of Hawaiian identity, defining what it means to be Hawaiian, it's something I think about a lot. Here's a conversation I had with my editor, Jess, when I first started on this project. It got a lot more emotional than I expected.
So I thought maybe we'd start out, just because a lot of this season is about identity, by chatting a little bit about how you perceive your identity.
Wow, that's a lot. I feel like I'm in this age where, like, you try to figure out your identity, you know, and, like, who you are. I knew that I was Native Hawaiian, and I really, like, identified as that, but I don't think I practiced it as much as I thought that I did when I was a kid.
When you're saying, like, practice your culture, I guess what that means to you, what you think of the term, like, cultural practitioner.
Yeah, when you're thinking about, like, what it means to be Native Hawaiian, you kind of think of what it means to be traditionally Native Hawaiian. So people usually, like, express that in, like, speaking olelo and dancing hula and going to the lo'i and stuff like that. All of my cousins and in my family, they all danced hula for the same halau. And, like, I would try to do it, but I didn't really like it as much as, like, dancing hip-hop. I think that has a lot to do with that identity question, right? Because, like, I identify as Native Hawaiian. Like, I'll check the box on the census, you know? But, like, am I as Native Hawaiian as other people? And I wonder if other people, like, question that, too. Am I, like, Native Hawaiian enough? Growing up, I really didn't feel like I was Native Hawaiian enough, and I feel like that's something that's really stuck with me now. It's something that I think about a lot, for sure. Sorry.
It's okay.
Now that I think about it, it's kind of sad. It's kind of sad that I didn't realize that, like, earlier.